दृष्ट्वा तं कामलिप्तेन बाहुना परिब्रह्मितां जगामहृच्छया वशं सहसैव विमोहितः दृष्ट्वा बै सीइंग तं ह द प्रोस्टिट्यूट कामलिप्तेन डेकोरेटेड विथ टर्मरिक टू इंसाइट लस्टी डिजायर्स बाहुना विद द आर्म परिब्रह्मिताम एम्ब्रेस्ड जगाम वेंट हृदय ऑफ लस्टी डिजायर्स विद इन द हार्ट वशम अंडर द कंट्रोल ऑफ सहसा सडनली एव इंडीड विमोहितः बीइंग इल्यूजन Translation. The Shudra, his arm decorated with turmeric powder, was embracing the prostitute. When Ajamila saw her, the dormant lusty desires in his heart awakened, and in illusion, he fell under their control. It is said that if one's body is smeared with turmeric, it attracts the lusty desires of the opposite sex. The word kamaliptena indicates that the Shudra was decorated with turmeric smeared on his body. I'm going to read the individual words. Please repeat after me, and then we will do the word to word. Stambayan. आत्मना आत्मानं यावत् सत्वं यताश्रुतं न सशाक समादातुं मनः मदनवेपितं स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यावत् सत्वं यताश्रुतं न सशाक समादातुं मनोमदनवेपितं स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यावत् सत्वं यताश्रुतं न सशाक समाधातुं मनोमदनवेपितं एनीबडी स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यथा सत्वं यथा श्रुतं स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यावत्सत्वं यथाश्रुतं न सशाक समाधातुं मनोमदनवेपितं लेडीज स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यावत्सत्वं यथाश्रुतं न सशाक समाधातुं मनोमदन स्तंभयन् आत्मनात्मानं यावत् सत्वं यथाश्रुतं न सशाक समाधातुं मनोमदन वेपितं स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यावत् सत्वं मनोमदनवेपितं स्तंभयन्नात्मनात्मानं यावत् सत्वं यथाश्रुतं Hare Krishna. Translation. As far as possible, he patiently tried, Stambayan, trying to control, Atmana, by intelligence, Atmanam, the mind, Yavat Sattvam, as far as possible for him, Yata Shrutam, by remembering the instructions of celibacy, brahmacharya, not even to see woman. Not. Sashaka was able. Samadhatum, to restrain. Manaha, the mind. Madana Vepitam, agitated by Cupid or lusty desires. Translation, as far as possible, he patiently tried to remember the instructions of the Shastras, not even to see woman. With the help of this knowledge and his intellect, he tried to control his lusty desires. But because of the force of Cupid within his heart, he failed to control his mind. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Unless one is very strong in knowledge, patience, and proper bodily, mental, and intellectual behavior, controlling one's lusty desires is extremely difficult. Thus, after seeing a man embracing a young woman and practically doing everything required for sex life, even a fully qualified brahmana, as described above, could not control his lusty desires and restrain himself from pursuing them. Because of the force of materialistic life, to maintain self-control is extremely difficult unless one is specifically under the protection of the Supreme Personality through devotional service. I read this verse in the jacket of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Prabhupada quotes Vyasa to say that this Grantha, the wonderful Bhagavatam, out of modesty, Vyasa is saying that is full of mistakes. Prati shlokam abaddhavatyapi. Every shloka has got mistakes in it. But because it contains namani anantasya, many names, yasha, glories of the Lord. Therefore, what do the sadhus do? Shrinvanti, gayanti, grinanti, sadavaha. Therefore, the sadhus adopt it. And that is also my request. Yata sattvam and yata shrutam, as the shloka says, I don't possess much shruti nor sattvam. So please bless me that I may do this service well. Hare Krishna. Drishtva tam kamaliptena. So the translation tells us that Kama Liptena is being anointed with arms, anointed with turmeric. It's an interesting description. We don't see anybody anointed with turmeric today walking around this place or anywhere trying to attract somebody else. It's not in vogue, not in fashion today. But in the Vedic system, even now, as is followed, remnants of which are being followed, we see people use turmeric before marriages. It's a standard function where the girl's fully anointed with turmeric. So some of these are the Vedic vestiges which are still there. So this is more common sight, I would say in South India you may still come across women because the tinge, the yellow still remains in the skin. You do come across people using that. But Kama Liptanam, Liptena here basically represents how we are trying to reach out or let others or the opposite sex know that we are available. Kama Liptena, trying to incite desire. And we do that in various ways, whether it is the hair gel or whether it's the perfume or the latest designer wear that we're using, or that's what we're doing to make ourselves seen, or whether it's an extra show of the body or the rippling muscles. Or in the Vedic culture, as must have already been has been dealt in the prior verses, public expression of love or intimacy is not the norm. Prabhupada, I was going through a couple of lectures of Prabhupada just in preparation for this. Prabhupada was saying that in the Vedic culture, the husband and wife, which is even now some families, it is followed that there's, you know, the men sleep. It's like brahmacharis and brahmacharinis ashram. So that's still there, that segregation is still there, and they come together when everybody has gone to sleep. It's not something that's a public act that people need to know. Unlike us who want to post our many intimate photographs, whether it is Facebook or be the internet, intimacy, there is, it's a norm, it's a trend that we have to, if we like somebody, we need to show that to people. It seems Prabhupada makes this mention in the West, it's such common parlance. A couple of years ago when we had one of my Muslim colleagues was telling me that when he went to Europe, it's that he's got to walk with a screen in hand when his children are there's so many things he doesn't want his children to see, or because making love in public is such common parlance. So Prabhupada saying it's such a common thing in the West. There was one Ajamila who found, one Shudra who found some sweet corner in the forest in those days that he was trying to distract Ajamila, or which actually ended up distracting Ajamila. But today it's all over the space. And India is not left behind. We're modern people, we're catching up. I believe there's something called the kiss of love. It's a new campaign that's been started. It seems there's a rule that says public intimacy is not allowed, and you can be imprisoned for that. So there's something that's been started off. So in different cities, at a very auspicious time, they have selected for such displays. So there are people coming together to express love in public. That's a talk currently. But in the Vedic system, even between husband and wife, we are talking about a grahastha here, Ajamila. Gauravena and Vishrambena. Gauravena is respectfully, and that can be shown in public when husband and wife deal respectfully. That's available for public visibility. But what is intimate, Vishrambena, is not meant for public display. But here was a clear public display that was happening, which is not favorable for any of our practices of Krishna, or not even Krishna consciousness, even sane material existence is not possible when a culture is very strongly depicting sexual overtones in the open. So today that comes even closer to us, as close as this. As close as this, the mobile phones, the laptops that we have, every one of them becomes a source of taking us away from, if there is something that we want to concentrate and direct our lives towards. I had a laptop crash, and then I realized how difficult it is to prepare for a class without the laptop. Or how it is to put one's notes together and just juggle it around, reorder it. It's not a simple thing at all. We are so addicted to it. So I had to borrow somebody else's and work on putting my lectures back in, thanks to the crash. But then, we're becoming cool. There are more and more of the gadgets coming in, more and more of... And with these things coming in, there's more opportunity to fall. And the risk is getting closer. At least Ajamila had to be in a situation where they had to be afraid of the fact that they were in the public. But when it comes to our gadgets, then there's no public there. It's just us and the gadget. It's just plain war. Nobody else to interfere. And therefore, we need to be very careful in this regard. If we want to go one step ahead with technology, then that's one multiple steps ahead for Maya, because she catches up with these much faster than we do. And then there are ads, there's pornography, there's alcohol. There's a new app that's come out in India. Interesting. If you're driving on the road, suddenly it'll pop up and tell you 2 kilometers, turn right, and here is your McDonald's, whiskey, served, chilled, whatever. So it seems to be war zone where it's all strewn right in front of us, every step, padam, padam. But it's the same gadget that we also use for Krishna consciousness. And therefore, the way of the world is we can't live without these either. So we see again in the shloka here, first is yata shrutam, as he has heard, and yata sattvam. What is he trying? Atmanatmanam. He is trying to control his mind through his intelligence, using what he has learned. Thanks to his Brahminical training, he was in a position to do it. The word before says stambayan. Stamba or dvajastamba, or we see that famous stamba in Jagannath Puri where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is standing and this lady on his shoulder trying to get darshan of the Lord. So it's like a pillar to actually freeze. So what is he trying to do? He's trying to freeze the activity of his mind. Atmani atmanam. He's trying to stop his mind. It's not possible. What is frozen instead? It is the intelligence that is frozen. All that he has learned. It's an interesting verse because the second part of it says, Mano madana vepitam. In the Gita we read this verse, Vepatuscha sharire me. Arjuna is telling Krishna, jitters. I'm having jitters. Not out of love, not kampa. This is vepitam. Vepatuscha sharire me. I'm shaking. And here it says, mano madana vepitam. That it's my mind that Cupid is in rule. My mind is wavering. I'm not able to do anything with my mind. I'm not able to control. Here that is the situation of Ajamila. Na sashaka. Na shaknosi. Shashaka. I don't have the ability or the shakti to control it. Samadhatu. To bring it to samadhi. To bring it to some kind of single state of rest. It is not possible for me. So when Prabhupada is explaining this, I was remembering the five senses and the objects. It's a daily war. Every one of us is fighting. I was also remembering Chaitanya Charitamrita, which talks about Panchanga Bhakti. And it says each one of the five are in themselves alone capable of taking us back home, back to Godhead. If we just specialize in any one of these Panchanga Bhakti, then it is capable of taking us back home. In a similar manner, any one of the five indriyas in themselves are very capable of taking us down the royal road to hell singly or in combination. There are some which need proximity. Twacha, skin, needs proximity. But eyes, their distance, their circle of influence is much, much bigger. So we see that these are enemies that are sitting within us. So we say, Kamayeshaha, Krodayeshaha. Mahashano Mahapapma Vidyena Iha Vairinam. These are our enemies sitting within ourselves. And if uncontrolled, then that's the enemy. And if it's in control, then that's our friend. And we understand Uddhared Atmanatmanam Natmanam Avasadet, that if we are to lift oneself, then we have to work Atmani Atmanam. Atma is again used in multiple ways to represent sometimes the body, the mind, the intelligence. And in this verse basically it talks about how one has to elevate one's mind from by the use of his intelligence. So, and we have all, I'm doing a small recap here of what Gita is giving us in this connection. If we were in that situation, what should be running in our head? What is it that we have heard? Yavat Shrutam, what have we been hearing over the years? And we say, Sangat Sanjayate Kamaha, by association, lust is, or attraction, develops in the heart. And whether you obtain it or whether you don't obtain it, then it becomes krodha if you don't obtain it. But either ways, sammohaha, that's the next stage. If you obtain it, still you're sammohaha, means you're an illusion. You're going to be illusion. Or if we're going to obtain it, still it is illusion because it pertains to the material world. So this is a very difficult situation that the scripture generally presents to us. These are the instructions that we hear from Gita and from the acharyas regularly. So the question is, what do we do about it? Janiya Suniya Vishakainu. We've been hearing these instructions so many times. Just as we say, Matirna Krishne Parataha Swatova. Our mind doesn't apply itself to Krishna, whether we have heard it from somebody else or by one's own efforts. In a similar manner, our mind is not ready to imbibe and absorb and work on these principles by one's own effort or even having heard it so many times. We hear every morning as part of the morning program. The boys come in from the Gurukula. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam. Okay. If we really understand the meaning, go back to Krishna and say, I actually don't mean it, Krishna. I want all the dhana, I want all the appreciation, I want the beautiful girls. Is this a verse that it's just been thrust upon me because it's part of the morning program? It's not me. The mind's still asking for it. So when Prabhupada talks about how and what we are going to do in this situation, having heard so much from the acharyas, these become logical barriers in our head. We start to think, what's going to happen to me? Fall for an interesting woman in the street corner. What's going to happen? My family is destroyed, my marriage is destroyed, I can't face my children. What am I going to say to my parents? Can I play the role of a father? After that, asking my children to stay online. What's it going to be as ruination of name and this thing for the organization, Prabhupada, for my guru? I come from Dubai and something like that could mean serious trouble with the law. Sharia law, you must have heard of that. It can have some serious implications. caning. Caning is what's given there as punishment for illicit activities. Or here we may be banned from the Mayapur community. Or if all of this happens, doesn't happen, we can still spend a full lifetime, live to be 88 years, like Ajamila, and you know, have multiple people satisfy his senses all his life. And is this what we all want to do? What happens to people in the material world who get addicted to things like this? People who get addicted to, there's Alcohol Anonymous, there are organizations which work on people who are addicted to so many different things. There's a whole list of them. What do they give? Ultimately, they have to come back to the same principles that the Gita gives us, which is rasavarjyam, rasopyasya, param drishtva, nivartate. You go to a counselor, he'll say, why don't you go on a hike, do Mount Everest base camp, go do a marathon in 5 continents, or you know, some such thing. Many devotees, we've been counseling people, and some people go out there to find counselors in the material world who are going to help them, and their solutions, sorry to say, just can't help. They're so stark pale in front of what are the kind of solutions that our acharyas have given us. And what do we have to fight these things with? Each of us fighting this battle, this same battle, what do we have to fight this with? We have such wonderful deities. We have devotees who don't care about what's my purse size, car size, what's my lingo, nothing matters. What is my nationality? Such beautiful association, wonderful kirtans. Do I need to say prasadam? There's so many things that we have in the process of Krishna consciousness that can keep us engaged differently. We all need. The fact is, every one of us needs an addiction. I remember many years ago, Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, I was in London, this was a staircase discussion in the London Soho Temple. And there's one devotee who came to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, I got divorced, but I still want to, I'm seriously thinking of getting married. So what's your advice for me? Maharaj said, definitely you must get married. Maharaj said, for sure you must get married. Question is whether you're going to get married to a woman, or you want to get married to Shastras. Whether you want to get married to scripture. Whether you want to read Srimad Bhagavatam and engage yourself in that way. You've already been there, done it. You know what it implies. Do you want one more? Shot at it, at being married? Sitting in front of us here, we have devotees who have been able to get over this particular Hrid Roga, Hrid Kama Roga, as Prabhupada is saying, Hrid Kama Roga. It is always there. Prabhu gave a beautiful example the other day of the bed bugs. It's sitting there in the bed. Nobody visited the bed for many months. He is emaciated, thinned out. He's just waiting for the opportunity when there's a little warp there, and there he goes for his big drop of blood to feed himself. From this syndrome, we see there are many devotees here who have been able to get over it. The question is, what is going to save us from this situation? And it is only the process that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And we have standing proof of that, or sitting proof of that here. There are devotees who are addicted to deity worship. There are devotees who are addicted to kirtan. There are devotees who are addicted to reading, understanding and explaining Srila Prabhupada's books. We all need an addiction, and the choice lies with us. What do we want to get addicted to? Prabhupada explains as part of speaking on the same verse, both in Surat and in Vrindavan, Prabhupada talks about how we have to take to this process of Krishna consciousness. He says this entire morning program has been designed in such a way it takes the wind out of our time. Yes, having taking vows, chanting Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natini with a proper measured up, counted, taken stock of Sankhya Purvaka Nama, names, Ganana, singing the different songs, and Natibihi, offering obeisances to the Lord. We don't count, but the Acharyas have counted. The whole process has been counted. Every time we do, we put our head down, the Lord counts it. We may not, and many devotees ask, why do you count the names of the Lord when you're chanting? It's not necessary, but that's not what the Acharyas tell us. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Ganana. By following this process, Rupa Goswami gives us the example of the miser. Here is the miser, the man who is after money. That's the only thing that's running in his head. Vicheyani, Vicharyani. He's always thinking, you know, how am I going to collect more? Vicharyani, he's counting, collecting, counting, and then planning. This is like somebody who's got a shop out there. When he comes to the shop, the first thing, the next morning, he wants to see, okay, what's the total cash still? Okay, count it up. Look at it. What's my balance sheet? Where do I stand? How much did I make? How much did I lose? And then look at the neighbor's shop. Network with people who are doing the same business. People who know how to make money. Talk about it. Think about it. Count it constantly. This is the only thing that's running in his head. Kripanaha dananeva. For a kripana, for a miser, how his wealth becomes his only thought. If somebody comes and asks him, Prabhu, how are things? The business is... I didn't ask about the business. I was asking about your family. But that's the first answer that comes out of him because that's what's running in his head. Yes? How are things? Oh, the market's bad. Who asked about the market? That's not what we want to know. But that's what's running in his... He is addicted to it. And that's the only thing that's running in his head. So the... Rupa Goswami so beautifully gives us this example and says, Kripanaha Dhananeva. Just as a miser is always counting, thinking, making plans, scheming, how he is going to get more opportunities to participate in Nama Sankirtana, how he is going to get time to see that he keeps his mind off all the other things so that he is able to chant his rounds in a nice manner. Tannamani bhavantunaha. He is praying to the Lord that just as that miser is attached to his money, just as he is always making plans of increasing his wealth, may I consider your names my wealth. May I consider your glories and pastimes my wealth. May my heart always think of and plan about, scheme to make better, how I can improve on that particular level. And that we see. I've seen Mahavishnu Swami, for instance, used to come to Dubai wee hours of the night. We are lucky people in Dubai, many devotees flying Europe and US. We catch them like, you know, there's this story in Ramayana, there is an asura who used to catch everybody by their shadow, got Hanuman by his shadow and pulled him down. So like that, all devotees flying across via Dubai, we just pull them down and hear some Harikatha from them. We get the opportunity to do that. So Maharaj comes in at 2 o'clock in the night and the first thing he would do is take his accordion and go running all over the entire guest house and have a big half an hour, 45 minute kirtan. Whoever is there has to join him. Addicted to kirtan. There's so many such people. And it is only this addiction. I was listening to Bhaktivedanta Maharaj's lecture the other day. And he was saying all of this brahmacharya and all the Vedic training he got didn't help. Yavat shrutam, yavat sattvam, it couldn't restrain him. Therefore, it is the process of Krishna consciousness which is beyond all that, by which we can actually link ourselves to the feet of the Lord. We can make all this effort. We can read, we can listen. we can plan to keep away from trouble. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very beautifully concludes in Bhagavatar Arkamarichimala. He says, Dinani Tavaswalpani, but Bahu Vignani Tanyapi. Your days are counted, small number. But Bahu Vignani, there are going to be problems at every step. What do you do? Ataha Chetaha Sayannena, therefore you are Chetas. Sayannena, constantly Rasam Bhagavatam Peva. Constantly drink the nectar of Bhagavatam. Well, but Prabhupada wants us clearly, don't jump to the Rasa Leela. In the same lecture I was hearing Prabhupada was speaking in Vrindavan, and he says, don't jump into the intimate pastimes of the Lord. He says, if you hear the Rasa Leela also, it will have the same effect that it had on Ajamila when he saw a mundane man and woman associating with each other. If you don't hear it in the right mood and from the right people, it is going to have the same effect on you. The Phalashruti for that chapter says, if one sees and reads about the Rasa Panchadhyayi, the five chapters, then one will become free from Hrid Kama Roga. But Prabhupada says, if it is prematurely done, you will get into Hrid Kama Roga more than what you are in. So then Prabhupada says, therefore, first you hear about Ajamila from the Bhagavatam. You first hear about Ajamila and then you can go listening to Rasa Leela. Therefore, Kramasha, Prabhupada also says this very beautifully. You don't go offer flowers to the face of Krishna. You offer flowers to the feet of Krishna. So first worship the two, first canto and the second canto of the Bhagavatam, which are the feet of Krishna, and then progress accordingly and go in that manner. So it is the process of Krishna consciousness. If we are able to see that we take vows and we have clear in our mind what are the priorities we have in life and what is it that is actually true selfishness. If we have true selfishness and proceed and work as the acharyas have asked us to do, as our gurus have instructed us to do, then that is the sure way. I want to conclude by sharing two shlokas which are very dear to our acharyas and which inspires me a lot. Hare Krishna. I want to say something to the young ones as they're going. I have kids too, and I have an idea of what's happening with you guys. So the request is, speak to your parents. If there's something, speaking to your peers can put you more into trouble. Take it from me, been there, done it. Speak to your parents, and they are your best well wishers. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Thank you. I have a couple of shlokas to go, excuse me for that. Kunti says, Twai me ananya vishaya matir madhupate asikva. Rati mudvahata dadda gangai vohumudanvati. I chant this as part of this. This is something I chant along with my japa. And the attempt is to request that the Lord, by His strength, gets my mind attached to His lotus feet. Twai me ananya vishaya. May my mind, without getting into any other vishaya, without getting into anything else, matir madhupate asakrat, rati mudvahata, may my rati or my attraction to the Lord's feet improve in such a manner, gangai voham udanvati. Many times devotees are warned not to just walk into Jalangi in every season. Yeah, if she's in spate, no question of walking into the river. Ganga is the biggest river. Anything that she comes across, she will ride over. If you build your house way close to the Jalangi, be careful. That's the thing. She doesn't wait for anything. So the prayer of Kunti is, may my mind, just like the Ganga, is not stopped by any rock, any boulder, anything that, any house that comes across it, the Ganga will keep proceeding in that direction. We're praying to the Lord. We can only do as much. In Damodar Leela, we have heard first is our effort, and second, ultimately, he is independent. It is his karuna, his mercy that we seek. Without that, we can't do anything. So that is one prayer that I constantly have, that, oh Lord, please see to it that my mind is constantly flowing towards you as Ganga incessantly flows. May no obstacles stop me and my mind in progressing towards you. And to support that with a final prayer to Narsingadev, when he asked Prahlad, what do you want as a boon? A verse that is much recommended for brahmacharis. Yadi dasyasi me kaman param stvam vardarshava kamanam hridya samroham bhavatastu vrinevaram. If you want me, if you want to give me, grant me a boon, varam tvam varadarishabha, O best among givers of boon, varadarishabha, then may kamanam, the desires I have within my heart, hridya samroham, may they be uprooted. Tapatraya unmoolanam, like that, unmoolanam, with the root, so that they don't grow anymore. Kamanam hridya samroham bhavatastu vrinevaram, may that be the boon that I seek. A wonderful prayer that here, this where we have this wonderful Ugra Narsingadev and Prahlad Maharaj. So I close with that prayer that Narsingadev, take away all the lusty desires, all the unwanted desires in the heart, and allow us to practice what our acharyas and this wonderful sampradaya has asked us to take up. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Questions, comments, please. Yata Shrutam, Yata Satvam. I will try to answer according to my capacity. Sorry, didn't notice, Mataji.
Ajamila, actually, he was going to the forest and he was engaging in service. He was collecting kusha and flowers. So how come that he was engaging in service and his mind still get to this lost?
Hare Krishna. That's a very, very nice question. And this is something that... can I repeat the question? Yeah. Mataji's question was, Ajamila was engaged in the service of the Lord. He was going to the forest because he has been asked to go there to collect flowers in Samit for Yajna. So he was doing the service of the Lord and he got distracted. Prabhupada says in the purport that if one is engaged in the service of the Lord, then this is not going to happen. So Prabhupada explains that in the Vrindavan lecture I was hearing, and Prabhupada explains that basically what Ajamila was doing, he was worshipping Vishnu, one. And then there is a detailed description which talks about in what mood and in what way he was actually worshipping. And then it says what he was performing was not pure devotional service, but what he was performing was mixed devotional service, and because there were, it was Sakam Bhakti, and there were various things that he was performing along with that. It explains Chaturvidha Bhajantimam Artho Jignyaso Artha. So it categorizes him in that category to say that he was engaging in bhakti in that category, and therefore he was still prone. And Prabhupada, though here Prabhupada says in the lecture I was hearing that Ajamila was not in a very advanced state. He was still neophyte in practicing, though he came from a very good background. Hare Krishna. Question, Mataji?
How can you explain, how to understand that you were saying that if we are not on the in the level yet, if we read the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it will have the same effect as for Ajamila. But I also heard a saying that if a devotee has lesser desires, he should meditate on Radha Krishna pastimes, and they will like a moon rays will take the lust away. So how does it relate?
Hare Krishna. It's good to go to the gym to keep oneself fit. But doctors don't recommend everybody to go to the gym either. It's not that the solution is going to be applying to everybody. Actually, many of us would have had this experience that when we start reading Srimad Bhagavatam and we go through Janmadhyasyataha and the first 10 verses, you don't go back to the book after reading the first few verses. You close it and then it takes you a few months to want to come back to that book. How many of us have had a feel like that? And that's why you should read that first. Because what the Bhagavatam does is it strains out people who are just coming for, because the instructions are so heavy, so straightforward, addressed directly to us. Therefore, the acharyas recommend clearly that one has to go through kramashaha in order reading all this. If you are able to go beyond that and go into understanding the and this is there. Prabhupada saying this again and again. We've been studying as part of the Bhakti Vaibhav classes that are going on. This is coming almost, you know, tens of times in the very first canto, in the very first couple of chapters, that we should not proceed to reading, breaking the sequence. So that's very clear. If somebody is saying that, we need to ask them to check their instruction with Srila Prabhupada there. Hare Krishna.
So it means that the person who should be very advanced.
Unless one is advanced, one cannot go there. That's a very clear injunction. Somebody else there, Mataji? Some Prabhus, I did see some.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I wonder about, because different personalities get different results. Some goes to become one with Brahman, others like Ajamil, he had a second chance. And then we see Putana, she didn't have any sadhana at all, but she just kind of gave breastfed Krishna, and then she got immediately, you know, bhakti, a position. So I just wonder what is determining the outcome of each person's good luck.
Hare Krishna. That's a tough cookie. Actually, there are two verses that disciples of Vyasa are supposed to have gone and recited where Shuka was present, because Shuka was an impersonalist. Yes? And that whole verse talks about how even an Atma Rama Muni gets attracted by the pastimes of the Lord. So at that time, this verse is chanted, which talks about Putana. And this verse is chanted just to show, you know, completely uncommon, ahaituki, without any reason, just the mercy of the Lord. How merciful. Even though her intention was malified, even though her intention was negative, still the Lord was so kind that because she did the physical act of being a mother with all the intention to kill Krishna, still she did that. So this, the Putana example, is given to be the ultimate dispensation of mercy to one. Therefore, now we are moving into the Lord. We've been reading in Bhakti Vaibhava about Narada. Narada is saying, I did the same thing before I saw you, and now I'm trying the same mechanical process again, and I don't get to see you. And the answer is, it's the Lord's independence. It's the Lord's mercy, whom He wants to shower more mercy upon and whom He wants to shower less mercy upon. So the example that you're giving specifically triggered that, but ultimately, Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya, mai te teshu chapyaham. The Lord reciprocates the way we look up to Him, and then there is His independence ultimately there, how He is going to. I'm not an expert on this subject matter. Can I request, if there are any devotees who have anything beyond this to say, to clarify Mataji's query? Prabhu.
Actually, I came across something. Putana's previous brother was the daughter of when Ramana entered the arena, she looked at him and she said that, oh, what a beautiful child. I wish I had a child like that. And then as things progressed and Ramana took over the entire, you know, kingdom and put Bali Maharaj down into Patala Loka, she became very angry and she said, if I had a son like that, I would kill him. And then it is said that that same daughter became Putana.
Hare Krishna.
So that is, there is sometimes some link. But I think there's also causeless mercy also, which...
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. I think it's time. I want to close on time. Prabhu, you have a question? Hare Krishna, please.
Regarding that question Mataji had regarding this rasa lila listening like that. As we see, Srila Prabhupada, he actually wrote Krishna book as one of his first books for public distribution, where is rasa lila mentioned. So that reading of rasa lila is bona fide. But what Prabhupada many times refers is that going particularly for Katha, where it's just rasa lila going on and like that. So.
Very nice point. Thank you, Prabhu. And the same Prabhupada mentions again, he says nectar of devotion has loads. He says nectar of devotion has a lot of pastimes there. And there are other granthas also where you will see in the initial itself there is so much about. He said those are not so open or blatant. They give you what you have to, what you can assimilate. And in a manner that you can assimilate. Prabhu, you had a comment there? Hare Krishna. Nandakumar Das, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.